Wednesday, February 8th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. The average trade guess for the corn carryover is 2.333 billion bushels, down 23 million from last month. The trade looks for a 407 million bushel soybean carryover, off 13 million bushel. The wheat carryover is expected to be 1.172 billion bushels, off 14 million from the last report. In a nutshell, they look for demand to work on large U.S. supplies in a positive trend. The trade expects USDA to increase Brazil's corn production 1 million metric ton to 87.5 million. They expect Brazilian soybean production of 104.4 million metric ton, up slightly from last month. The trade is not looking for big changes in world-ending stocks, as improving crop prospects in South America offset demand improvement here. The early harvest is going well in Brazil, and the line of ships loading is twice the year-ago amount. Whether for physical consumption or inventory building, there is desire to own soybeans. Bulls have been favored in recent USDA reports, so they expect that again Thursday. Weather conditions in South America are favorable and large crops are developing. Market strength will give U.S. farmers the incentive to add acres here, with weather models for the U.S. growing season that are neutral to positive for trend line or better yields. So why the market strength? Exports have continued strong, with a general will around the world not to be caught short of inventory if trade disruptions come to fruition. Much contentious trade litigation is going to unfold yet this year as the Trump administration follows through on what will be an aggressive trade reorganization with major trade partners. Mexico, China, Japan, and others do not want to find themselves in a position where lack of inventory and dependence on the U.S. for supply pushes them to resolve trade disputes with the U.S. Supply chains all over the world are evaluating their trade risk with the U.S. and are forming contingency plans for how they'll manage a potential trade disruption. They're exploring their options and cultivating new potential relationships. The United States has been considered a reliable supplier in trade since Jimmy Carter screwed things up with his Russian embargo. Presidents since have avoided including ag trade in geopolitics, building confidence in the United States as a reliable supplier, as a participant in globalization. The Trump administration has created new uncertainty with a withdrawal from previous trade regimens, but the new direction is yet undefined. Strong exports now have some component of inventory building in them. That means that demand is going to look better for a while, benefiting the short-term market as global end users stock up. At some point, new trade relationships between our customers and others will have formed. Global end user inventories will be substantial buffers to immediate demand needs, and the market will relax. Unless, of course, trade conflicts ensue and U.S. exports are disrupted. Over three decades of building confidence in U.S. market reliability is at risk. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Chinese corn production is expected to be 215 million metric tons this year, which is about equal to estimates of what they have in reserve. It is not far from equaling world-ending stocks of 221 million metric ton. The corn in China's reserve would be like sitting on a 15 billion bushel carryover here supported by the government. Some of that support would appear to be in violation of WTO agreements. Exports have been strong, but part of it is in response to President Trump's trade threats. His conduct worries friend and foe alike, and they'll build new relationships along with inventories of grain, soy, and meat that they typically rely on the United States for as a prime supplier in order to cover the risk that they see ahead. Export sales are currently strong from this inventory building, giving the impression that everything is peachy keen for U.S. export demand. But when buyers find other sources, they'll develop them to hedge their risk on the United States. President Trump may make South American agriculture great as they present themselves to the world as the cheaper and more reliable alternative supplier. They will welcome investment in a closer commercial relationship with China and others. Let's say that somehow a trade war is avoided. As buyers would have built inventories to protect their interests, this would be like hosting a party that no one came to, and there would still be a letdown if the party fizzled. The market is setting up for a bust one way or the other. It is a matter of sooner or later. Donald is focused on Mexico first, and he has managed to egregiously insult them with his lack of respect that they frankly did not deserve, so they are looking very hard at how they will mitigate their risk with U.S. ag suppliers. Why would they not do that? The sooner that Governor Terry Branstad is confirmed as the ambassador to China, the better. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.